Station C, battle at Bremen's Redoubt continued. At Station C, you're going to bear right and head back toward Station B and the visitor center. In the course of ferocious fighting at Barber's Wheatfield, British forces began to withdraw from the field toward Balcarres Redoubt at John Freeman's farm, now outlined by white posts with red tops. The fortification at Raymond's Redoubt ran about 100 yards long and was 7 feet high. It was named after Lieutenant Colonel Heinrich Bremen, who initially commanded 600 German and American Loyalist troops at this fortification. The two sets of posts configured in small squares to the right signify two cabins manned by French-Canadian militia. As the British retreated from Barber's Wheatfield, Brigadier General Simon Fraser rode back and forth along the British lines in order to rally the troops. As he did, he was mortally wounded, possibly from a rifleman's bullet. While Balcarres Redoubt at Freeman's Farm held strong, here at Raymond's Redoubt, by late afternoon, the fewer than 200 German and Loyalists there proved no match for the more than 1,000 Continental and militia troops who circled the defenders, capturing the fort. It was during the attack on the Bremen Redoubt here that Arnold was severely wounded in the left leg.
At this stage in the action, General Benedict Arnold, while galloping up and down our line, received a musket ball which broke his leg and killed the horse under him. He was about 40 yards distant from me and in fair view. Samuel Woodruff, Connecticut Militia.
Arnold's boot monument is off to your right in the stand of trees. The Americans' final surge that day overwhelmed the Germans and Loyalists defending this position and drove the British back toward Balcarres Redoubt. The fall of this redoubt exposed the rear of Burgoyne's camp, and perhaps the crucial hour in the battle as Americans gained control of the back door to the entire British line. Only the darkness saved Burgoyne from immediate disaster. Many men of both armies died that day. British losses were punctuated by the killings of Lieutenant Colonel Bremen and General Fraser. Their deaths foreshadowed the eventual end to Burgoyne's plans for 1777 and the surrender of his army.